speaker for the 14th edition of Soup and Science is Janine Mazerall from Chemistry. Janine.
Okay, well, thank you for coming. Today, I'd like to talk to you about soup and science. And I found this Andy Warhol painting, and I thought it was appropriate. And since I'm from the chemistry department, I'm going to be talking to you about chemistry. And specifically, what I'd like to discuss is what I think is hot in chemistry right now. So what is hot in chemistry? Electric vehicles. Most of you know that car companies are now developing electric vehicles that are based on electric batteries. But and why should we care about electric vehicles? Why do I think they're hot? Is that really it's the only way to store green energy for transportation. But in thinking about developing electric batteries, we also have to think about the car itself and how we can make our entire car more green. And our group is focusing on the fact that in parallel to developing high-quality electric batteries, which we do, we also have to think about reducing the overall weight of the cars. And what car-producing companies are doing is that they are changing the existing alloys that they have in their car and replacing them with magnesium alloys. Now, this is a really bad idea. Because although magnesium alloys have the proper material properties, you know, they are ductile, they are quite strong, they also have a place in a series that's called the galvanic series, which means that you look at it and it corrodes. You put it together with another metal in a car assembly, it will corrode. You leave it by itself and put it in rain, it corrodes. So in order to be successful in terms of developing green electric vehicles, yes, we also have to focus on the electric batteries, but we also have to think of ways of reducing the car weight in an industrially relevant fashion while also keeping the sides of our cars as we're driving. So what we do is we predict the corrosion of magnesium alloys, both at the microstructure level here and when it's bound to other materials. And what we're trying to do with our industrial partners is to provide them guidelines to help them in their design modification of their existing cars. And so, what I think is hot in chemistry are electric vehicles. But above all, I also think that you guys are very hot because it means that by the time you finish your undergraduate degree, you will be able to participate as research students in all our labs. And if you want to do this now, there are many opportunities. Please come and talk to me. My name is Janine, and I thank you for your time.
Very nice, Janine. Very nice job. And now we have, just it's hot in here, I know, but we'll have a bit of I insidiously try to draw the line between serious on this side of the line, silly on this side of the line, and as far as possible to walk along that line during soup and science. So you excuse me while I do it once again. But I want to thank, I'm sort of a straight man for this thing. The people who've done the work are Victor Chisholm, who's lined up all across. The